As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Moon Day, Monday, June the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least news. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014. To join us live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, the old-fashioned way, snail mail, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals volatile on market instability. Equities, oil, and the U.S. dollar in decline. We'll talk about that in the market report. Bullet trains, cap and trade, mortgage fraud, earthquakes, IMF hustle, and wheat. Well, that'll be in the news browser as well. State versus government, state control, the rise of statism. We'll cover all those topics in today's broadcast. Stay tuned for that. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off a buck and a half at $1,530.60 a troy ounce in the spot market. The silver this morning off 34 cents at $35.86 an ounce. Platinum off $9. You get the idea. Yeah, lots of red ink out there. Platinum off $9 at $1,817 an ounce, and palladium off 7 at $803. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,522.70 for a low, $1,533.50 for a high, about $11 spread in there. Lots of up and down choppiness in the markets, but at $1,530.60, your gold is up year to year at $303.10 an ounce for a 24.69% return on your investment in Aurum, that beautiful, precious, noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the LBMA.org, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price, rang up their little flags, dinged the bell, set the price at $1,524.70 an ounce. And we're trading above that this morning so far. SPDR Gold shares big news this morning over the weekend, dumping off 10.61 metric tons. Lots of buyers and sellers in the marketplace, but more sellers than buyers at the SPDR, losing 10.61 metric tons over the weekend. They claim this morning to be holding 1,200.96 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. We'll pick it up right there after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
We Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, Moonday, June the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name still is William Roberts. Let's go back into our Marga report, close it out for today. Once again, gold. Lots of choppy action going on in the marketplace this morning. We'll have to see where things are going. But typically, it's trending down a little bit lower today over was last two or three days of last week. Anyway, this morning, gold off $1.50, and it could have been a lot worse. It's amazing. You just keep watching these things, and it changes by the moment. You always hope. I always hope right at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time that it's going to be up just a little. So we got good news. You know, well, this is the no-spin zone, folks. I don't sell gold. I'm not asking you to buy it. I'm just telling you like it really is. Gold this morning off $1.50 at $1,530.60 a troy ounce as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Silver off 34 cents at $35.86. Platinum off $9 at $18.17. And palladium down 7 at $803 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, fortunately we're not in the stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 172 points at 11,952. The NASDAQ closed down 42 at 2644. And the S&P 500, Standard & Poor 500, and they got whacked another 18. They closed at 1,271. Crude oil this morning off 62 cents. Of course, that doesn't really help us. I went out yesterday to get some gasoline for my push lawnmower. I don't fire up my riding lawn tractor any longer. It's just far too expensive. But I went out there with a little 2-gallon can, got a gallon and a half of gas, paid $5.26 for it. You think I'm interested in mowing my lawn at these kind of gasoline prices? Yet, not even happening. Anyway, off 62 cents this morning, crude oil trades at $98.67 for those 42-gallon barrels of light-sweet crude delivered as they are in the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 13 basis points at 74.70. That impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie up 42 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso, big news in the Mexican peso, once again sliding over the line, creeping back down below the Rio Grande. And this morning, the exchange rate is 11.8576. That means your pesos are 8 cents a pop again. Anyway, it's up 39 basis points, but it wasn't able to hang on to that 9 cents a pop that we've had for weeks and weeks and weeks. The euro this morning, up 19 basis points at $1.44 against the U.S. and foreign exchange. The British pound up 60 basis points at $1.63. And that Swiss franc, wow, up 68 basis points this morning at $1.19. You know, a little, you keep dicking around in the gold market, you're going to find that Swiss franc is doing just about as well year to year as gold. Wow. Anyway, the Swiss franc this morning at $1.19. The bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries, a bonded indebtedness at 0.42%, continuing its bond weakness. The 10-year benchmark yield is at 3.01% and the 30-year at 4.21%. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 3.82% to 3.65%. How low will these mortgages go? They're going to be giving houses away. And I'll be ready to take the keys, baby. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.59% to 4.47%. The prime rate set in stone at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 42.68 ounces of silver to bring home an ounce of gold. In the economic calendar this morning, econoday.com, not much happening today. Tomorrow is not going to be too busy either. The gold, Goldman store sales will be out. Producer price index will be out. Retail sales will be out. And Redbook. We'll talk about all that tomorrow on Wednesday. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps will be back out. I'll be looking for that number. See whether or not anybody's signing up for home loans. Consumer price index, the CPI, will be out as well. So that'll be an interesting report, no doubt. But the big news, of course, is going to be the big new news. The big news is going to be on Thursday. Housing starts and jobless claims. So we'll see whether that collapses the marketplace there. And of course, Friday, quadruple witching and consumer sentiment. So there's nothing to report there this morning. Let's jump over here and take a look at some of this right here. Northeast U.S. carbon auction leaves more than 2/3 of allowances unsold. That's right. Having a hard time finding people to buy their carbon. It's like buying the king's clothing, right? The guy's butt naked. More and more people are figuring it out. Simon Lomax writing this one for Bloomberg. Carbon dioxide permits in the U.S. Northeast were auctioned for $1.89 each. How many carbon dioxide purchases can I sell you today, brother? Well, the minimum bid allowable. As a record number of the pollution rights went unsold. That's right. Ain't nobody buying this nonsense. It's all puff and smoke. The auction on June the 8th sold 13.5 million of 43.9 million carbon dioxide permits. What's that, about 25% or thereabouts? Or allowances, leaving 69%. That's 30% without buyers. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative said today on its website it was the biggest shortfall since the auctions began in September of 2008. I would imagine good old Albert Gore not too happy with that news. New York Delaware probe paperwork in mortgage bundling, the New York Times says. This by Courtney Deutsch, writing for Bloomberg. Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, Mellon heads there, and the Deutsche Bank AG, two of the largest firms serving as trustees for mortgage bundling. Those mortgage bundlers used to have a bundling board. Remember that? The bundling board, the board you'd put down the middle of the bed when you didn't want people to bundle in the middle of the night, boys and girls sleeping in the same bed with a bundling board down the middle. Well, anyway, these two banks have received information requests from two state attorneys general investigating the validity of the paperwork related to the securities, the New York Times said. New York Attorney General Eric T. Schneiderman and his Delaware counterpart, Joseph R. Biden, I don't know whether he's any relation to the other one, are leading the probe. The Times reported the two, whose state laws govern the creation of the most of the trust, are focusing on the back end of mortgage assembly lines. And that's really what they were banks oversee securities for investors, the newspaper said. Kevin Heine, get that one right, your Heine, a spokesperson for Bank of New York Mellon, and Michael Golden, a spokesman for Deutsche Bank in London, declined to comment anyway. They're continuing the pressure, but it's not too strong. Here's another one, just in case you like the white metals. You know, Goldman Sachs came out earlier the year, said, wow, hey, zinc is going to do great. Well, zinc ain't doing too well, but nickel is really doing poorly. Nickel plunging into a bear market as expanding glut outstrips record demand. Why do you care? Well, nickel is used in stainless steel, and if nickel's going into the toilet, that means they ain't building any more of the stainless steel products either. Everything will be out of cheap Chinese plastic crap before long. But Agnesia Trojisklik and Maria Kolesnivska. I wonder if these girls like to drink on Friday nights. Anyway, we'll pick up their story right after these words from our sponsor.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And if you'd like to call in and weigh in on one of these news articles, you're certainly welcome to do so. Area code is 866-841-1065. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Our international line, toll free. Call in. Your calls are welcome. Let's go over to Texas and speak this morning to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, William. I had something I was running around thinking this morning about, and you remember just a few years ago when reverse mortgages were all the rage?
Yes.
Where elderly people were pretty much cashing in on the house and I guess receiving, you know, monthly payments from the appraised value at that point. William, with all the appraisals going to pot now, how can that affect the reverse mortgage? Are these folks pretty much just up a creek now?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to review the details on that. I do remember the reverse mortgage and why people were doing it. A lot of people have far more equity, you know, in their house than they need, and so they'll go after that and take it out. Other people, knowing that they're never going to live long enough to pay those mortgages off, like to do other stuff with the balances, and so they can bundle them. But as far as appraisals are concerned versus the assessed values, what I'm hearing around here is that the assessor's office and the Board of Equalization are claiming that because in the years past, and this is an old song that they've been, you know, running out, because in the years past they haven't followed the real estate boom upwards, that they're not lowering the assessed values, and yet the appraised values continue to come in ticking in lower than the assessed values, even in depressed Southwest Missouri. So there is a disconnect between appraised values and assessed values, really, for the first time in decades here.
Standard and Poor's, the whole nine. You know, they almost have to keep the housing values up because of, you know, the property taxes to the cities and the counties, and I can understand that. But, I don't know, it just seems like if you're a retired person, you're pretty much screwed from here on out for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, like I said, I went out yesterday to get a gasoline for my lawnmower, you know, and it was $5.25, $5.30 for a gallon and a half of gas. You know, you just roll that out into everything. I talked to the cashier, and he says, well, don't feel too bad. He says, I get nine miles the gallon, and my pickup points across the lot, and here's the 4x4 sitting over in the corner. He says, I'm paying $100 a week to get to work. And I said, well, brother, I can appreciate it. You know, as a young guy, maybe in his early 20s, you know, $100 a week just to get to work. So that's, you know, $400 a month. Wow.
Now you did put that gas in an approved container, didn't you? Watch out for the federales, yeah. Well, thanks for taking the call, buddy.
All right, Mark, thanks for calling in. Always appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, so yeah, I put it in an approved container, all right. And if Benjamin Shalom Bernanke was around, I would have put him in his stovepipe anyway. I wasn't too happy about paying that kind of money for gasoline for the lawnmower. You know, these gals probably drink a little bit of vodka on Friday night, but they wrote a good article. Let's go back into nickel. Nickel plunging into bear market as expanding glut outstrips the record demand at a time of scarcity. In everything from crude oil to copper to corn, nickel is heading for the biggest glut in 4 years, driving prices lower into 2012. You know, everybody's going to run away from this. They'll sell all their nickel. But just remember, about 15 years ago, everybody's talking about gold and silver being at the bottom. Nobody ever seen such a low price. You always want to buy low, you know, sell high. Maybe you want to take a look at nickel. Nickel is one of the prime ingredients, of course, in stainless steel. Are we going to have continuing metal, stainless steel metal for kitchen sinks and restaurants and hospital equipment and hospital tools? I think so. Anyway, It's at record lows, and it's going lower. Next year's surplus will rise to 60,000 metric tons from 12,000 metric tons in 2011, making nickel the most oversupplied metal relative to output or use. So just keep your eyes on the nickel and prices of nickel. It might be a good place to stash a little bit of your savings. Fisher's last-minute candidacy to run IMF may not slow Lagarde's momentum. Yeah, Fisher, we'll talk about this guy here. Alicia Odenheimer and Joshua Zumbrum, I imagine they're Irish Catholic, writing this one for Bloomberg. Bank of Israel Governor Stanley Fischer. Let's see, it's Morgan Stanley Dunham. Stanley Fischer. Fischer's last-minute bid for the International Monetary Fund. Of course, they're going to have to change the rules to even consider him. But anyway, his top job may not slow Christine Lagarde's momentum as she gathers support to run the Washington-based lender. Well, anyway, here's the rest of the story. Fisher, 67. He's supposed to, you can't be over 65, anyway. So they'll have to change the bylaws to let him come in. Fisher, 67, is betting his experience and a shortage of candidates will prompt the IMF members to waive an age requirement that would exclude him from managing director position. A person familiar with the situation said Mexican Central Bank chief Augustin Carstens is also running. Now, this guy, Augustin Carstens, if my memory serves me right, was at Davos. And he was probably one of the most accurate and intelligent people up on that podium. Augustin Carstens, Mexico's central bank chief. I might be mistaken, but I think this fellow is quite sharp. Anyway, hours after Fisher's announced his bid and the nomination period closed, Lagarde won the banking of three more countries, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. Don't know whether Fisher would win those, securing the French finance minister's place at the front runner to succeed Dominique Strauss-Kahn. I love guinea maids. Anyway, he resigned as the managing director last month after being charged with attempted rape, and that's a questionable story. But just to let you know, Bank of Israel Governor Stanley Fisher, by the way, he's a dual citizen, Israeli, U.S. and Israel citizenship, and he wants to be the chairman of the IMF. Well, we'll see how that goes. Here's Beijing. The Beijing bullet train tickets to cost from $86, less than expected. About a cheap transportation. This is it. Bloomberg News. The Beijing-Shanghai bullet train opening later this month will offer coach class tickets for a less than expected 555 yuan, or $86 US, boosting the threat to local airlines on their busiest route. One-way trips in the two different premium classes will cost from 935 yuan to 1,750 yuan on a 300 kilometers per hour, 186 mile per hour service. Vice Rail Minister Hu Yadong said yesterday, anyway, in Beijing, excuse me, the line will move about 180,000 passengers a day initially, he said. You got it? 180,000 passengers a day. Fares on the three existing bullet train lines will also be reduced by 5% as the ministry slows trains down to 300 kilometers per hour to pair the operating costs. So they're going to use a little bit less powder in their bullet trains. Anyway, and to boost the passenger numbers. So they slow the trains down and pack them fuller and fuller and fuller. Anyway, the ticket price is competitive and will attract some passengers from the airlines. Whether the train can retain travelers will depend on service levels. The line will run 90 services a day each way. Oh, my. Price pressures. The lower-than-expected ticket price is a bit of a positive, but the operators are facing big pressures to cut the prices further. Well, they got 300-mile-an-hour trains, 300-kilometer-mile-an-hour, 300-kilometers-per-hour train, running about 186 miles an hour. That would be a fun ride, no matter what. Christchurch buildings rocked by an aftershock. New Zealand currency tumbles. Earthquakes in diverse places. Yeah. We'll continue with that right after this.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again. Yes, that's right. Another earthquake. You know, there's another one every morning, it seems, and there's a reason for that. But anyway, again, Christchurch, you know, Australia, New Zealand, they've just been knocked a lot lately, especially this. Christchurch buildings rocked by an aftershock. New Zealand currency tumbles by Tracy Withers. Writing for Bloomberg, New News, Christchurch, New Zealand's second biggest city, was struck by a series of the worst earthquakes since a February quake that killed more than 180 people and closed the business district. The currency fell. A magnitude 5.2 quake at 1 p.m. local time was followed by a 6.0, they say tembler, I don't know, that's kind of the stupidest word that ever was invented. It's just Mexican for trembler, I guess, or tremble, or something. I don't know, tembler. Why do they use that multicultural nonsense? We're English speakers here. An earthquake, all right, or a tremor. That's it. At 2:20 p.m., the U.S. Geological Survey said the city's airport was closed, power was out to as many as 56,000 customers, and there was flooding and liquefaction. A phenomenon where soil loses its strength after violent shaking. New Zealand faces a $12 billion damage bill from the February earthquake and quake and an earlier magnitude 7 trembler. How about tremor, quake that hit Christchurch and surrounding districts in September? The country had the biggest net outflow of residents in more than 10 years in March, spurred by departures from Christchurch, according to government figures. Well, people are getting the heck out. They're leaving Dodge, and they're leaving Christchurch, too. And there's a reason for that. I wouldn't be too anxious of sitting around some place that was turning to a liquefaction. Transatlantic, here we go, this is important, merges with Allied World. All right, we've talked about these cat bonds in the past. People, these insurance companies, you know, merging. The insurance companies, they think we can indemnify ourselves against everything that the creator of the universe can throw at us, you know, by buying insurance policies. This whole idea of limited liability as opposed to absolute liability keeps the insurance companies growing. But Peter Eichenbraun, writing this one for Bloomberg, Transatlantic Holdings, Inc. and Switzerland's Allied World Assurance Company Holdings AG agreed to merge in a $3.2 billion deal to create a reinsurer with operations in 18 countries. Allied will exchange 0.88 of a share for each transatlantic share to create Trans-Allied Group Holdings AG. With transatlantic shareholders holding about 58% of the combined company, the insurer said yesterday in a statement, the combination of New York-based Transatlantic, which gets more than half of its revenues from the U.S., and Allied, which received approval last year to establish a syndicate at Lloyd's of London, will have total invested assets of $21 billion, the company said. Mid-sized reinsurers have been combining to gain scale and return capital to investors during the last couple of years, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. The transaction delivers strategic and financial benefits, including primary insurance operations, a Lloyd's presence, and a bigger capital base outside of the U.S. Robert Ehrlich, chief executive officer of the New York-based Transatlantic, said, well, anyway, basically, this is what they say. Bigger is better. Haven't we been hearing about this? Too big to fail? Too big to sue? Well, bigger is better. Once was a time we didn't like, we had the antitrust legislation. We've talked about the trust before. Might touch on that a little bit later today, too. All these combinations, combines, talked about all of that in the past. Well, bigger is better. In the reinsurance business, having a larger capital base means you get more access to business, Michael Pesson, an analyst of the Stifel Nicolaus & Company, said in an interview earlier this year discussing possible consolidations in their industry. Quote, bigger is better. Well, certainly bigger is better if you're looking for government bailouts when you go bust. Wheat rises on concern that rain was too late. Lucy Ann Javier, writing this one for Bloomberg. Wheat rose for a second day in Chicago on concern rain in the U.S. and France came too late to reverse crop damage in the two largest exporters amid rising demand for feed substitutes for corn. Do you think I like paying over $4 a loaf for bread? Be mistaken if you did, but that's what I was faced with last evening. Over $4 for a good loaf of whole wheat bread with no junk in it. Anyway, forecast thunder showers were unlikely to help winter wheat from southern Kansas southward recover from drought stress. So just watch. It's going to go up. The supply condition in the world is not that optimistic, said Ker Chuang Yang, an analyst at Phillip Futures PTA from Singapore. And we have listeners over in Singapore. French soft wheat yields this year may slide 15%. Because of drought damage to plants, cutting the harvest by 13%. Milling wheat for November delivery drops 2.75 euros or 1.2% to $328 a ton. Well, anyway, keep your eyes on wheat. And if you don't have any wheat, you know, don't let your meal barrel run empty and don't let that cruise of oil run empty either. I don't know about you, but I found it increasingly difficult to find good Italian virgin olive oil. Maybe you are finding a shortage too, and especially in a quantity that's worth bringing home. I like a 2-gallon tin myself, but nevertheless, olive oil and wheat, folks, stock up. I would recommend it strongly. Prices are going to go higher and higher. Well, we've been talking about a lot of stuff on the broadcast, looking at the rise of statism from a variety of different sources. I'm going to finish out one article here that we've been slogging through. And then I'm going to go to a couple of others. Spent the entire weekend, you know, I've got a lot of encyclopedias and books around. spent the entire weekend just going through all of my encyclopedias. I have seven sets here in the house, going through the encyclopedias, reading around the word state, articles leading into it, articles coming back away from it, finding a lot of different takes. You know, one of the things about encyclopedia authors and people that edit encyclopedias, and these are considered in law secondary sources along with dictionaries, but the editors and the writers, you know, they're always kind of competing. They can't say the same thing as the other person did, and so they have to dig a little harder, and so each author digs up a little something else. And when you put them all together in a compendium over many years, from the late 1800s all the way into the 1990s, as my assortment runs, you get a lot of differential treatment of these various subjects. And so, but let's just pick up where we left off and close this one article off out of the American Encyclopedia Americana, which, by the way, has some very, very good articles, some that I'm really enjoying. But it goes on this wise, theoretically then, and again, these are the final two paragraphs in a lengthy article that we've been reading. Theoretically, there is no limit to the extent to which a state may go in the delegation to other states of the exercise of its powers. So we've been talking about this state and the state. We've been thinking about the United States of America, the United States, and then each of the several states, and then each of the several states as corporations, the United States as a corporation, and the United States of America as a trust, originally founded by our founders. Lots of different ways of looking at it. The reality, the appearance of reality. A very confusing discussion. Exchanged a couple of emails over the weekend. I'd like to bring in some other voices out of our listener base. I'm thinking about creating if I can get any assistance and support with that, trying to think about creating kind of a database, a chronology of all of these key critical little elements, things that we've talked about, things that you've heard about in the Patriot circles. You know, the one thing that I eschew, the thing that I dislike the most are these various ideas where you have to, you know, have your Captain Commander jacket and the secret decoder ring in order to make sense of things. I'm more interested in verifiable, provable factoids out of history, things that were real turning points in the development. But anyway, theoretically, again, there's no limit to the extent to which a state may go in the delegation to other states of the exercise of its powers. So the state can give away as much of its power as it wants. Unfortunately, there's a downside. If, however, in any one respect, it is absolutely deprived of a power so that it cannot legally or lawfully, at its own discretion, resume the exercise of it, its legal omnipotence is destroyed, and together with it, its sovereignty and the right to the title state. And so as we began this article, we discovered that we, the people, are the state. We're the state. And then we create, with our Constitution, another thing called the state. You know? And then through law, they create the corporation, this state. But we, the people, we're the state. But if we delegate our powers away and more powers away and delegate more powers away, ultimately we find ourselves with our legal omnipotence destroyed and the state that we've created as well, and our sovereignty and its sovereignty and the right to title of the state gone away. And that may be very well where we are today. Nothing more than an exterior boundary, you know, this idea of the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the NORTHCOM. We're just an outline boundary and a bunch of spaces and regions in between. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, if there's anything on your mind you'd like to get it out to a larger audience, you're certainly welcome to do so. You're welcome to call in at 866-841-1065 to go live. And let's go live to Fritz in Missouri and say good morning, Fritz. That would be you, sir. Fritz in Missouri. Beam me up, Scotty. Going once. Going twice. Well, I guess his microphone's not working. Anyway, we'll come back to Fritz later. Let's see. Just go there and go there and goodbye. Anyway, Fritz, good guy out there. He must have, I don't know, maybe he had to run down the hall to the porta potty. Anyway, back to this discussion. All right. Talking about the state. Lots of stuff on the state. Lots of things to learn about the state. Things that we don't know. Things that I didn't know. Things we're going to be talking about today. But again, let's continue it out and close this particular article. You know, our sovereignty is important here. We can give away, we can delegate away, we can continue to hand away more and more and more and more until we have nothing left. It's like giving up a little piece of your heart. You know, every time you love someone, you give a little piece of your heart. The more you love some other people, and the more other people you love, you become heartless eventually. And be careful about giving up your heart to too many different people, I guess. Because the denial of the name state to non-sovereign powers makes it necessary to refuse that title to the many body politic that generally have been and are so designated as, for example, the members of a federation such as the United States of America. A federation, isn't it refreshing to find it written properly here in an encyclopedia, the United States of America, so rarely. You see those words all strung together. Many writers have endeavored to discover some distinctive attribute other than sovereignty that will serve sharply to distinguish states from provinces, departments, and other and other than sovereignty will serve sharply to distinguish states from provinces. I'm just repeating in a loop here, trying to find other words to say when the sovereignty is all gone away in the U.S. of A. What do we call it? Servitude? Bondage? We wake up in the morning and we discover that we have given away our birthright. We no longer are in possession of this great land. Anyway, an exact definition of a state, an impossibility. How do you even define a state these days? Logical exactness, therefore, even at the expense of wounding political sentiments, requires an adherence to the definition of a state as a necessarily sovereign body. So whether anyone ever wants to give it to you or not, all logical arguments aside, we can be nothing other than sovereign if we are a state. Interesting stuff, in my opinion. And this article is just loaded. It's just loaded with references that you can go see. It would be like hot links at the bottom of an article on the web. Tons of them. And, as we stated earlier, the very latest of these articles is about 1926. And so this was written a long time ago. Most of the articles that I've shared with you from this article, from the encyclopedia, range from anywhere about the 1840s and the 1850s, right straight through up until 1926. It's incredible. 1879, 1882, 1896, 1887, just reading the dates. 1898, 93, 1925, 1899. Wonderful to read an article written by someone that has access to those books in the hard copy. Here's another one. Well, before I go there, let's go over to this and jump in just briefly. Now, this is a different set of encyclopedias. I don't go to there very often on the air. This is a much easier, more accessible set of encyclopedias. It's not as involved as the Britannic. It's not as involved as the Americana. But the Universal World Reference Encyclopedia was marketed heavily out into the rural country, out into the hands of mom and pa America, and on a subscription basis. Very affordable set of encyclopedias. Larger print, but very interesting articles, concise, well written, and they bring out information here that even some of the big dogs, the Encyclopedia Americana, the big dogs don't share. This was originally copyrighted in 1942. I have a 1955 edition open in front of me. State, it says, a politically organized community which exists for the regulation of human relationships and is independent of outside control. How can you live in a state, let's say Missouri or Idaho or Montana or Florida or wherever you are today, how can you live in a state that is regulated from the outside? It violates the basic principle of what a state is, a politically organized community which exists for the regulation of human relationships and is independent of outside control. How can the United States of America, or the United States, or the U.S., continue in a relationship with the United Nations and the international community where they intend, through treaty, to regulate our behavior, whether it might be through something like the United Nations Agenda 21, whether it might be through something like the Food Modernization and Safety Act and Codex Alimentarius, or any of the plethora of restrictions and regulations that govern we, the people in this state. In international law, well, by definition, a state has population, territory, and government. Just note those down. We're going to cover that again in the next article. But by definition, a state has population, territory, and government. Now, we found that as the various territories came along, when there were enough people in a certain area, then they could draft an initial constitution and appeal to be converted from territory to state. And so then Missouri became part of this Louisiana Purchase that became a state. And then this transition back to territory again occurred sometime after the Civil War. Lincoln's War of Northern Aggression. In international law, a state is defined as a sovereign political unity. Again, in international law, private international law, in international law, a state is defined as a sovereign political unity. Sovereignty is complete freedom from outside domination. Can we be sovereigns if there are outside controllers? And sovereignty is the essential qualification for membership in the family of nations. And so when you look at the United Nations and the International Migration and Development Agenda, for instance, they always talk about, oh, each of the nations have sovereignty and they have the right to decide their own immigration policies, balderdash and poppycock. You go into that United Nations, you give up your sovereignty. No longer. A state may vary greatly in form, size, and government. It may be a republic or a monarchy. Now note this. It may be a republic or a monarchy. It's an either or there. There's no others given. And its government may be autocratic, aristocratic, or democratic. And so, remember, we made the distinction between state and government. That a state is the people, and the people create their government. And so when we say that the United States is a democracy, we're talking about the government, but we, the people, are still yet a republic. You're either a republic or a monarchy in the rise of statism. Follow that? A state may be unitary or federal. In a unitary state, of which France is an extreme example, the political functions are centralized in the national government. Although for administrative convenience, considerable autonomy may be granted to subordinate local governmental units. And we might say that the United States has become unity, a unity, in that all the powers are now centralized in the federal system. In a federal state, the best example of which is the United States, political functions are divided between the central government and the states, each being supreme within its realm. I'll say it again, in a federal state, the best example of which is the United States, political functions are divided between the central government and the states. Or we can go back into the study of state constitutions versus the federal constitution, the compact, the trust originally established, and see that distinction whereby one gives to the other certain powers and others retain to themselves certain powers, and then the people are supposed to retain certain powers unto us. Well, we'll continue with that right after this. Your calls are welcome. We'll be back in three.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, now in our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Casting off the shoreline, as we love to say, and sliding out into the pond. But in the first hour, went through a little grab bag of various news articles off the web this morning, off the Bloomberg website. And we started back into a discussion of the state versus government. Very interesting in my mind, anyway, the distinction between the two. So often we confuse, and in our we allow our words to hang us because we say state when we mean government when we mean state. And we jumble it all up. But, of course, you know, the author of confusion, we all know where that comes from. It's no surprise with the paucity of correct teaching that we have as we move through life that we wouldn't, have any clue left remaining of as to what it is and who we are and whose we are. Those things are all real important to me. But anyway, we do have a caller on the line. It's not correctly labeled, so it's a grab bag. Let's go here and see who we got. Good morning, caller.
Hello, William.
How are you?
Good. I was on the line previously, but
well, give me your first name and where you're calling from, because we've got a mistake here in our call board.
Yeah, Mike from New York. Okay.
Okay, Mike from New York. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Did you read the story about Kitco, where the Quebec government revenue service was basically crashing down on them, saying they were scamming them on taxes?
No, I didn't see that. Tell us about it.
Basically, they're saying that the article I read was something about where they were taking in gold to smelt down, and they weren't paying the tax from the people that were sending in the gold. Basically, it was the Quebec. This is the Quebec government that is investigating like 125 different companies on this like gold scheme scam that what they're talking about.
All right.
And Kitco was front and center.
Well, if you go up on the Kitco website, you'll see their precious metals store. And they do have an active process where people, I don't think very many people from the United States take advantage of this, but certainly the people in Canada can, where you can just go up and you can make an arrangement right on their website to sell gold and silver. So, yeah, I imagine they're a pretty big buyer. And what you're saying, if I heard you correctly, is that they're taking the gold bullion and then they're melting it down. What are they making, some bars or what?
No, they're it's scrap metal.
Okay.
Scrap
gold, all right. Well, that's pretty common. Melting down scrap gold is traditional.
Right, and I guess they're not paying the tax on, according to the Quebec government in this inquiry that's going on with them, and they've actually placed themselves into receivership at this point in Quebec. But here's the goofy thing. I've actually sold gold to Kitco, and Kitco has an operation in northern New York, right down the border, and then they have an operation right in Quebec.
Oh, they do.
So they actually
know that.
Yeah, they do. And so they have an operation in the States, and they have one actually in Quebec. The article was kind of confusing what the Quebec government was actually trying to it was something about they weren't paying their proper tax, basically.
Wow.
And,
well, I'd sure appreciate it if you could send me a link. We're right up against the break, but if you can drop a link in the chat room or send me a link at bvlhost@centurytel.net, I'd appreciate reading it. And thanks for calling in this morning, Mike. Appreciate it.
I shall. Thanks.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And a great call and a great tip from our caller, Mike, from New York. And I'd like to say thanks to Fritz for popping this in through Skype to me. Kitco, this is an article off of Zero Hedge this morning. Kitco, and everybody knows Kitco, you can, almost any website that you go to that has anything to do with monetary metals and things like that, you'll find the Kitco charts up there. I talk about them all the time. But anyway, here we go. This is an article submitted by Tyler Durden on Zero Hedge. Life for the precious metals dealer in the home of the oftentimes infamous John Nadler. Kitco just got very ugly, quote, claiming widespread tax fraud in the gold refining and trading sector. Revenue Quebec and police investigators this week conducted searches and seizures at 70 locations, mostly in the Montreal area. Also, one of the targeted sites was the downtown Montreal location of Kitco, a major buyer and seller of gold. A note on the floor of its office on Thursday, said that operational constraints had forced the service counter to close this week. I guess they just taped it on the floor, huh? It's unclear if this alleged tax fraud bust means Kitco could be out of business shortly. Although, based on the following statement, it's somewhat difficult to have an optimistic outlook on the future employment prospects of said Mr. Nadler. Quote, the company said it has asked Superior Court of Quebec, Quebecois to appoint an interim receiver so that it may continue normal operations under the supervision of the accounting firm RSM Richter. The action was taken to allow for the time required to vigorously contest Revenue Quebecois' unfounded claims. Close quote. At the heart of the allegations in a communique, quote, Revenue Quebecois said that the by converting pure gold into a gold object and then refining it back into a pure state, some in the gold industry had used, quote, artificial transactions to obtain refunds of taxes that were never actually paid. Apparently, Kitco was one of them. Oh, well, we will miss the pretty charts, they say. No arrests announced. Here's another one off MineWeb. Kitco strongly denies Revenue Quebecois claims of gold refining tax fraud. Investigations, Dorothy Kirsch writing this, investigators for Revenue Quebecois as well as police investigators are probing what the tax agency claims is a widespread tax fraud in the gold refining sector. And then out of Reno, Nevada, it says one of North America's best-known gold traders, Kitco, and wholesale jeweler Carmen International were publicly identified by Revenue Quebecois as being two of the 125 companies in the gold refining and trading industry which reportedly engaged in a tax fraud scam involving $1.8 billion in sales taxes. In a news release, Kitco Metals responded it has, quote, never participated in a tax fraud, nor has it ever carried out any fictitious transactions. Well, very interesting articles and an interesting development, to say the least. We will be following that story. Let's go back into our discussion on the state. My goodness. Anyway, wow. Kitco, they're like an icon here in North American gold and silver trading. Certainly everybody takes advantage of all of the charts and the reports and the stories, and who couldn't like Alex Steele? And, yeah, what a hottie. Anyway, what a heartthrob. Always like to start the morning out with an Alex Steele commentary on the gold. Anyway, back to the discussion again right out of the encyclopedia, looking at state, the difference between states and governments. Do we understand it at all in a unitary state, in a federal state? The best example of which is the United States. Political functions are divided between the central government and the states. You can look at the Constitution, find out how that works. But each being supreme within its realm, in the United States, the term quote-unquote state commonly refers to each of the 48 political units. You can get an idea of the dating of this article. At that time, it was the lower 48. That's the way we in Alaska and oftentimes from Hawaii would refer to the other states. Anyway, as the article continues, in the United States, the term state commonly refers to each of the 48 political units comprising the union, while the words country and nation are generally used to designate the sovereign political entity. The word country, with its many varied meanings, now notice this, is a literary term seldom used in political science terminology. So when you say, my country, 'tis of thee, you're being literary, all right? When you talk about nation, you're talking about people. A nation is a large group of people bound together by common traditions and culture. You can see the problem, the attack on our nation, all right, with multiculturalism and the open borders policy. Send us, you're poor, you're tired, and you're downtrodden, right? A nation is a large group of people bound together by common traditions and culture and usually by a common language. So, hey, la raza, pick up the English, please. All right? Join the nation or leave the country. A nation may or may not constitute a state. The Poles were, The Poles were a nationality before they were able to set up their own state at the end of World War I. A state may or may not be a nation. Multinational Austria-Hungary was a state before its dissolution in 1918. In the modern world, however, nationalism has been the greatest force in state-making. Nationalism, the rise of statism, state-making. Every nationality has sought political unity and independence, and that is statehood, political unity, and independence. Continuing, but the word state, see now we've got all these different terms being used here. Again, being hung by our language when we're slothful. when we're not, you know, paying close attention to what we're saying, what we mean. It's like the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, wherein words become mere symbols in a language game. And in order to understand the language game, you truly need to have the meta language, or the language about the language. And that's some of what's being revealed here in this article. Both the word state and the concept are modern. It was originated by, now get this, by Machiavelli, who wrote The Prince in 1513, used the word stato, S-T-A-T-O, in the present meaning, in a book based on Italian authorities. Thomas Starkey employed the English word in 1538. The ancient Greeks had the concept of the polis, which is generally referred to now as the city-state. Something in city-states, that's like your big metropolitan regions, your metropolitan statistical areas, New York, you know, and the many great big multipole city-states, like Seattle, Washington, for instance, with North City and North Shore and Bothell and Edmonds and Redmond and Bellevue and Kirkland, South Seattle, West Seattle, they're all lumped together, one big, huge place in King County, a polis, all right, a city-state. Again, then the Romans had their respublica, which originally meant public affairs. So the republic is public affairs, respublica. But later came to refer to an organized community in which the will of the people was supreme. Republics, respublica, where the will of the people is supreme. So call me not a republic. Tell me not, talk not about a republic, unless the will of the people reigns supreme, and if we can restore our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, then we will have a good thing. But until then, the will of the people is trampled under the feet of the statist. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we find this word Machiavellian word state and status, and all of this runs together, you know, and the respublica, the republic, you know, this from the Romans. And then it continues and it says here, this concept that would be respublica, the where the people are supreme or public affairs, this concept was obscured under the Roman Imperium, when all the known world was governed by one political authority. Notice how the United States would love to have that role. We have our military bases in how many countries? About 130, thereabouts. We have four branches of the military. Multiply it out for yourself. 500, 600, 700 military bases. Some countries have multiple bases. The Imperium, when all the known world was governed by one political authority, United Nations and Imperium. The imperial idea lingered throughout the Middle Ages, at a time when the secular authority had to contest the claims of a universal church. That would be the Catholic Church. Universal and Catholic being synonyms. Look it up in the dictionary. And to contend with the disintegrating influences of feudalism. Feudalism, the new serfdom. F.A. Hayek, we'll talk about him hopefully later in the broadcast. The state has developed in modern times out of various social forces, among which were nationalism, industrialism, and secularism. So with secularism, you come humanism. Humanism, this is the Reformation. Industrialism, the industrial, that's Henry St. Simon. This is the time of the founding of this country. You've got Adam Smith, the Wealth of Nations, Ricardo, and all the rest of these guys at that time period. And then nationalism. Continuing. The role of the state is the central theme of every political philosophy and theory. The role of the state. The central theme. Everyone's trying to figure out the state. The liberal state, listen now, the liberal state of the 19th century, that'd be the 1800s, was supposed to leave wide scope for the liberties of its citizens while holding the field of public activities to a minimum. The liberal state, so we've got these, you know, far-right, radical-right, you know, Christian extremists, fundamentalists out there, they think they're conservatives. Our conservatives, I'm strong conservative, those damn liberals. Wait a minute. The liberal state of the 18th or the 19th century was supposed to leave wide scope for the liberties of its citizens while holding the field of public activities to a minimum. You see the cognitive dissonance in the use of the terms? Conservative versus liberal. What was liberal today was conservative in the past. What was conservative in the past was liberal before that. Very important to follow that and track that. But once again, if you're a liberal, you believe the holding the field of public activities to a minimum and giving the maximum amount of liberty to the people. All right? All the people out there railing against the TSA, you know, and claiming to be conservative, not. That's a liberal standpoint. Anarchism would like to abolish the state entirely for the sake of liberty. Interesting. Anarchism, but again, go back to the Bible there. I think it was Matthew, where we find the words of Christ, supposedly, reportedly, I should say, where he says, you be not like the others, and put the archon above you. All right? What are the archons? Who are the cadres? Archons, if you studied out, largely magistrates. Judges. Don't put judges over the top of you like the rest of these people. Don't do it. Don't allow yourself to go there. But we did. But an anarch would be no archons, no archis, no arc. And then the arc of triumph and all of the other arches that come along thereafter. All right? Don't be an archist. An anarch, no arcs. Socialists, social democrats, and some 20th century liberals advocate a social welfare state. See how it's changed? Which would own most or all of the means of production and would grant a wide variety of social services to its people. And it says, see, socialism. Well, this is what we live in. Communist America, communized America. You got your 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Review them again. Are you a communist? Are you a practicing communist? The abolition of private property, the heavy progressive income tax, the abolition of all property inheritance, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels, the central bank, government control of communication and transportation, government ownership of factories and agriculture, governing control of labor, corporate farms, regional planning, government control of education. Sure sounds like America to me. Cavola. Commies. Bunch of damn commies. Anyway, the aim of communism is to overthrow the capitalist state. Seems like they fairly well did that. And to replace it with a workers' state or a people's democracy. Now you know why they talk about democracy all the time. The radical red Republicans, Republican Party, conservative, guess again. They were loved of Marx. The radical red Republican Party of Lincoln. They just had done having the Lincoln days, Republicans all over the United States. Celebrating the radical red Republican Party of Lincoln. Isn't that sweet? And those are conservatives? Time for a checkup from the neck up. Anyway, fascism glorifies the state as an end in itself. There's your statist. And it demands that all its people must subordinate their interests to that of the regime. Well, wait a minute. Do we understand properly the state? If fascism glorifies the state as an end in itself, then it glorifies the people as the end in itself. The means justify the ends when the people are best treated. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we need to review fascism once again. Let's go further. The totalitarian state, both fascist and communist, exercises dictatorial control over every aspect of national life through one-party domination. Right? One-party domination. I don't advocate a one-party system. I advocate the abolition of all parties and a restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Where in our founding documents do they open the door and pave the way for parties? Nay. And again, nay. In the Federalist Papers or anywhere you read George Washington's farewell address, they warn you about allowing parties and factions to creep in. What did we do? Parties and factions. Good old Thomas Jefferson and Hamilton. Duking it out. Boy, good thing that Hamilton was dropped early. Too bad he wasn't dropped earlier. Anyway, the individualism of the 19th century has been replaced by various forms of varying degrees of statism. Even liberals of the conservative school generally admit the necessity for positive state intervention to modify the asperities of unbridled competition in business and industry. See, free enterprise. Although the systems of fascism and communism employ similar political methods and governmental forms, they are rival doctrines of statism, the one being reactionary, the other revolutionary. And who wrote this article? We don't know. But what's listed in the biography, the bibliography? Harold J. Lasky, A Grammar of Politics, and A.L. Lindsay, Modern Democratic States. Watch that. Mr. Lasky, watch Lasky, read his writings, study him carefully, but watch him. He is a slippery fellow. Anyway, so much for that, but I brought that out just to show the difference. Even the inexpensive older encyclopedias can bring much to the table. You could spend months studying all of the tips and the clues and the trail that was laid out there by the author in a simple one-column article. Out of the encyclopedia, the Universal World Reference Encyclopedia, a common book for common people, with an uncommonly piercing article on the state. Here's another one back from the Encyclopedia of the Americana again. And this originally, complete in 30 volumes, this originally was copyrighted in 1927. I have a 1951 edition right in front of me, so we're contemporary here in the encyclopedias. We could go and get the 1950s dictionary that I have as well, the Webster's, and then look up terms as we go through the article to get an understanding of what it was like to live 50 years ago. We'll be right back.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, if you'll search a term, and the author is King, comma, the wealth, there's the term, the wealth and income of the United States, New York, 1913. If you'll search by King, the wealth and income of the United States, New York, 1913, you'll come up with this Americana, Encyclopedia Americana article. This guy King is a very unusual fellow. Almost impossible to find in history. And this particular line, this tagline, the wealth and income of the United States, New York, 1913, is from a report. It's between the Allies, Inter-Ally. You can get the book from Amazon, a couple of them. There's a paperback, I think, and a hardbound, but there's no reason to go there. But these only come from a single bookseller over in Ireland, of all places. But this is a rather obscure individual mentioned in this article, and now we're going to start into this article. Because they list, and it's the only encyclopedia that I have in my possession that has an article such as this, but it's titled The Growth of state control. You wonder where all this happened. How did it come to be, you know, this rise of statism, where the state irrigates unto itself all of the natural law, return its codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. This all-out war between legal positivism and the natural law. How does this all start? Well, it's an interesting article, lengthy article. We won't finish it today, but we'll get started under it. I've got another article in the state, a much briefer article, surprisingly, from the Encyclopedia Britannica. I'll share that with you tomorrow. Lots of different ways of looking at this. I would encourage you to go in and do a little bit of examination. State versus government. What are we talking about? What can we know about it? The state, an organized political entity. Now, this is an organized political entity. This is not the same as the previous article in this very self-same encyclopedia by a different author. It doesn't talk about the people. Now we're talking about this organization, this entity, this legal fiction. The state, an organized political entity possessing and exercising sovereign powers. Wait a minute, I thought the people had the power. Well, anyway, so much for that. Has always, since its establishment, controlled more or less completely the activities of its members. And so in the rise of statism, the state control, the growth of it, in this all-out war between legal positivism and the natural law, res publica, go back into that time period and start picking up the positivists, visit with Machiavelli and the prince. Whatever the prince says is the force and effect of law. That's a workable definition of legal positivism, at least as it was understood classically. But the state, an organized political entity possessing and exercising sovereign powers, has always, since its establishment, controlled more or less completely the activities of its members, social, political, economic, and moral. The extent of such control depending upon a number of factors, such as character of government, state of civilization, classes of society, and political social ideals. So we go back and look, okay, now we've got this dichotomy, if you will, these two things, these parallels. One is the state, the other is the government. And here now the state is exercising complete control, exercising sovereign powers, establishing control over the people, more or less completely. And they mentioned government, the character of the government. We talked about that. What character of government will it be? An aristocracy, an oligarchy, a democracy in a republic, a democracy within a republic? Okay, that becomes a very valid term from an academic standpoint. All right, so continuing. The character of the government, the state of the civilization. We've talked about this liberty before. Liberty. Sounds great, doesn't it? Liberum, the free. That's the root, liberum. Liber, free. Liberum is the free. Liberty, that's the tie on the free. That's the tie that binds. Liber tie. Now, it doesn't mean that precisely, but that's just the way I remember it. Liberty, okay? So what is liberty? It's just simply freedom. Liber, that's wearing a dog collar. It's that tie hooked up to a leash, you know, or under voice command. And so, if we were all men were created, in fact, equal, which are not, but if all men were equal in all civilizations, like they say here, the state of the civilization, if all men were created equal, and we were equally endowed by our Creator with these unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if we were all equal, then we would not need liberty. We could live in a state of freedom. And because we're not equal, we live in a state of war, all men at war against all men. Unfortunately, Thomas Hobbes. Classes of society. What makes one person more of a hoity-toity than somebody else? What makes you the Bowery bum? Well, largely what you do. And you know, we're all, like I said, you know, take your birth certificate out, look down at the bottom, there's no warranty. Flip it over in the back, there's not a guarantee. Nobody said your life was going to be pure, powerful, positive, and rewarding. You get out of life precisely what you put into life. And if you put into life nothing but the dark side, then you can live in the lower echelon of life. You can be a Bowery bum, spend most of your life tilted up behind a dumpster in some alley somewhere, recovering from your drunken stupor. Classes of society and political and social ideals. Ideals. Social and political ideals, your aspirations. You know. States may divide it into two classes according to whether government is completely centralized or not. In completely centralized governments, such as Great Britain, France, and Italy, the right of control is entrusted to the national authorities, while the local subdivisions, such as counties and municipalities, act as their agents. You see, there's a real problem here in this international community, the United Nations, all of its organs, all of its member states. There's a real problem here in that not all of these countries are organized similarly. But, of course, they must be, by treaty, eventually brought under control. In the federalized form of government, such as the United States and Germany, the sovereign powers are parceled out between the national and local organizations. A local organization, that would be a state, the state you're living in. You could say it's this state as opposed to the state. The state is that geographically bounded area, the land. You reach down and grab it. You can fill up a handful of grass and sod and take branches and put them in a hide and go sell land, real land. And it's that flesh and blood man standing there. He lives in the state. This state is that organization. This state is that legal entity. Each government being independent of the other within its own special field. So we give certain powers to each in a special field. With respect to growth, state control has exhibited two marked tendencies. First, that of the extension of the field of control. Now, that extension becomes important in the discussion that we'll have later, perhaps, on legal positivism. But the extension of the field of control entrusted to national authorities at the expense of local subdivisions. You notice how that's happening. Where the state, the central state, the FedGov, has arrogated or taken unto itself more and more and more and more of that which was originally envisioned to be the domain of the state as territories. And there's such a huge discussion in all that. I'm not worthy to even bring that one to the table. Others could and do. And second, extension of the local subdivisions, and second, extension of control exercised by that government at the expense of the individual liberty of its citizens and members. The control that's extended at the local level at the expense of its citizens and its members. And when we think about the word members and organs, and look at the United Nations, the management structure, you've got the overall, the head, the secretariats, the head of the United Nations, and then you have all of the organs, just like a body, and then you have all of the members. This is this Bichat idea of physiology. This goes back to Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte and Bichat, where they came up with a system of positive philosophy and the system of positive polity and the universal religion of humanity. All this positivism we live today. Some people call it fascism, and some people call it socialism, and some people call it communism or capitalism, but it's positivism at its core. We live it today. In general, there are four distinct theories upon which the control of the state over individuals and groups of individuals is based. Here's the first one, the divine right of kings. Everyone's heard about that, right? The divine right of kings. I am the king, and therefore I got the right. Jesus told me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, because he made me the king, right? Or, here's the second one, force. And they give it to us in German. I'm not good at German, but it's like Staatsmacht. Force. So you have the divine right of king, or force. And the third, then we've got the social contract. Of course, this is Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the social contract. And fourth, finally, social welfare, the welfare state. We all know how we fall in this category. The first of these fundamental theories is aptly illustrated by the reign of Louis XIV of France and his slogan, L'État, c'est moi. I am the state. With that, we'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And I do thank all of our listeners listening out there in the hinterlands on AM and FM affiliates, and certainly those on TalkStream and media, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16. This morning we're in the top 20 on the TalkStreamLive.com lineup, and I appreciate that. The higher we get to the top of that list, the more people may stumble upon us, and of course, the more people that stumble upon us, the more we'll find in our chat room and listening to the other broadcasts right here on OracleBroadcasting.com. Thanks to Bill at TalkStream Live for keeping Become Vocal Local on his system. But back into this discussion again, closing out for today as we enter the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, looking at these four distinct theories now upon which the control of the state over individuals and groups of individuals is based, all right? The divine right of kings, four, social contract, social welfare. Let's go into a little bit further here and find out about old King Louis the 14th of France, where his slogan was, L'état, c'est moi, c'est moi. L'état, the state, c'est moi. The state is mine, or the state is me. I am the state. During the past generation of the theory was expounded and practiced by the former emperor of Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm II, with what results the world knows only too well. All right, now that's questionable. There's a bias in these articles. This is an American, the Encyclopedia of Americana. So there's a bias here, and there's a certain propaganda line that flows through all of this stuff, but nevertheless, This is what they say, practiced by the former emperor of Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm II, with what results the world knows too well. The second theoretical basis, Staatsgemach, Staatsgemacht, German, you pronounce it, Staatsgemach, or the doctrine of force, is in practice, although not in theory, closely associated with the first for the purpose of giving religious sanction to the dominating influence of the state over its citizens. Now here, George Washington, you know, he uses the word government. This author is using the word state. Washington was big on government, low on state, all right? But government, he says, George Washington, it is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. All right, so he's invoking the second theory, Staatsgemacht, or the doctrine of force. It's force, like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master, George Washington. Right off the back cover of my Citizen's Rulebook, such a handy book to keep handy on the radio table. Anyway, continuing, the third theory, that of the social contract, first formulated by Jean-Jacques Rousseau. In his brilliant, they say, but now generally discredited social contract. And boy, you want to get the fur flying on one of the members of the Council for National Policy. You bring up Jean-Jacques Rousseau, they'll cringe and recoil. Rousseau is on their list of banned books. They'd like to burn a lot of books, I think. They'd like to drive us all right back into the Bible and get rid of everything that we accomplished in the Enlightenment and the Reformation. Kind of curious from people that consider themselves to be Protestant, don't you think? Anyway, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the guy's a real hairball. Some of these days I'll read some of the stuff he's written to you. It is upside down and inside out, but nevertheless, he's the guy that came up with the social contract. It constituted a distinct advance in political thinking and was naturally accompanied by marked improvement in national administration and in social well-being. So right, wrong, or indifferent, the social contract system worked. The fourth theory, that of social welfare, was first enunciated by whom? Aristotle. Where? In his Politics. I encourage everyone, go get a modern library copy, complete works of Aristotle, and sit down and read it, especially his System on Politics and Logic. And you know, we talk about the trivium here sometimes, grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Well, you'll find plenty. Aristotle basically wrote the book, coined it, created the mold, cast the mold, throw it away. Logic. From then, from that time, way long ago, very little has been added to the study of logic, has added anything to it. And revived by publicists and statesmen of England and continental Europe during the course of the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, Aristotle's influence on our founders. As an evolutionary institution, the state is held to be the natural development of the family, and like it, exists not for its own ends, but for the benefits of its individual members. So social welfare is not such a frightening beast after all, when we think about it from the standpoint of the laws of nature and nature's God, that every man has government, first over himself, then over his family, and from the family to his neighborhood, and from the neighborhood his town, and from the town the county, and from the county the state, and finally the federal compact. Much the same, it's just greater and greater scope each time. Continuing, according to this theory, the state should exercise control over its members whenever and wherever such control results in the general welfare. Now, the general welfare clause is a real trembling stone in the Constitution. It has probably been abused more than any other than interstate commerce, the Commerce Clause. But the General Welfare Clause has given vast sweeping powers to FedGov. But again, the idea is good without the perversion. Also, let's remember, you know, Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, the utilitarians and all of that, the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle, Francis Hutcheson, lots of room for perversion and all of there. But again, the basic idea, according to Aristotle, the state should exercise control over its members whenever and wherever such control results in the general welfare. To determine, you know, salus populi, supreme lexisto, the weal or the common weal of the people in Missouri is the supreme law of the land, according to the motto. to determine the scope and extent within which the state control may be wisely exercised for the good of its citizens, representative governments have become a practical necessity. And so if you want to know who the founder really was of this country, it's Aristotle and his politics. If I can make a evolutionary leap there. The representative governments have become a practical necessity. You cannot hope to have that kind of government, the social welfare system, unless you have representative government. During the Middle Ages, and even well into the period generally denominated modern times, all the more European nations were either absolute or limited monarchies, and their governments were dominated by a group of courtiers who professedly believed in the divine right of kings, under whom they served. For a very long time, hundreds and hundreds of years, the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, the westward spread of the teachings of the Hebrew boys, clamping a box down over the minds of men, everyone starting to look about, you know, more concerned about the hereafter than the here and now. Perfect for feudalism. Everybody had their head down, elbows pumping as they hoed the beans, mile after mile after mile, working for their lord, giving up a tithy to the church, giving up 3 days a week to the lord, and getting to suck the hind titty for a couple of days a week to provide for their family. Nevertheless, feudalism returning to America as everybody begins their victory gardens and their tithies get higher and higher and higher to the state. As the rank and file of the citizens grew in political wisdom, they began to discuss the functions of government and the proper limitations of public control over private rights. This is the beginning of liberal thinking. This goes all the way back to Michelangelo, for instance, and Leonardo da Vinci, and the house pets, and the architects, and the sculptors, and the stonemasons, and all the painters, and everybody. These were the liberals. They used to be house pets, servants, if you will. And they were given a semblance of freedom. They became the liberals. They became the middle class, artisans, guilders, etc. Huge change in the time of Venice, Venetians. The first great movement along these lines began in England in the early part of the 17th century and culminated in the overthrow of the Stuarts and the establishment of the Puritan Commonwealth in 1649. The Puritans on our shores in the colonies, colonizing the North American continent, the Puritans. Unfortunately for the progress of civil liberty, the Commonwealth proved unequal to the task imposed upon it. It was not until the Revolution of 1688, that glorious revolution, that the foundations of parliamentary government and its concomitant, a decent regard for the rights of individual men, were securely laid. Where do we get this idea of parliaments and upper and lower houses and bicameral and unicameral systems of government? It harkens all the way back to Iceland and the Althing. Well, that's all the things we can discuss today. We'll discuss some more things tomorrow. Until the next time, thanks for listening, and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.